Between the Lines Sports Campus in Listowel is a brand new, cutting-edge indoor sports facility with everything you could imagine. Everyone is saying there's nothing quite like it.
There's nothing around here like this.
There really isn't a facility that's like this.
There is nothing else like it around. I guess it's probably the only facility that I've ever been in, really, that's got as many different parts with it not being like an absolute monstrosity that's in the city.
The 27,000 square foot sports campus offers a gym for sports like volleyball, badminton, and pickleball. They have batting cages, synthetic ice you can skate on, a turf field for soccer, not to mention a workout gym, yoga studio, and a partnership with Lululemon, where you can shop for their products without having to wait in the long lines at the store in the mall. The place is amazing, however, there's more to this story. This state-of-the-art facility came entirely from locals Jill and Trevor Reading, who thought the town needed a place for indoor sports.
I owned a facility in Kitchener before this, actually, to kind of take a step back a little bit. I owned Playball Academy Canada as a partner. And when I sold that 2 years ago, Jill and I decided to try to do something a little bit closer to home and get more people involved in this area, kind of the younger kids and also the seniors. That was kind of the whole thought process behind why we opened it here.
The idea to bring an all-inclusive indoor sports campus to Listowel already had its challenges, like starting any new business would. It wasn't until March 2020 that the Readings would face their biggest challenge, starting a business during the COVID-19 pandemic. Despite obvious struggles, Trevor maintained optimism.
Basically, the first phase of COVID was through, and then we did an opening in August. So we hit it right between the first phase and the second phase, which was good because people were looking for things to do in the fall. So there was pros and cons to it. Our numbers were reduced. For example, in the pickleball room, you could put 200 people in that room. We're restricted when we're playing pickleball. The maximum number of people we could put in that room was 16. It was definitely stressful because we couldn't maximize what we do here. I think it'll get better. We're getting through it. They're starting to realize that we have to move forward with this.
And they have moved forward with success. The campus is now open every day to the public and people can't get enough. Customers have organized sports leagues and rented part of the facility for their given sport. Ken is a frequent user of the turf soccer field at Between the Lines as a referee and a player.
Besides reffing, as you know, I participate in co-ed men's league as well. We do multiple pickup nights. We rented it a couple times. When between the COVID shutdowns and stuff, we rented it pretty much every Friday evening or Saturday or something like that. So yeah, I'm actively participating in activities here. The indoor turf or artificial grass is definitely top of the line. It's not a cheap consumption to take and do that. And they just have all the equipment's really good. It's really brand new and super clean and very organized and everything.
Between the Lines Sports Campus is only in its infancy and the most difficult phase is over. The facility is beloved in the community already and the best is still yet to come.
We'll always change as people request things if we think it's a viable thing that we can do. You always say when people come in, the first thing you want them to say is, wow. And I would say that a lot of people say, wow, this is quite a spot.
It is quite the spot indeed. Check out Between the Lines and Listowel if you want to say wow. For In Your Backyard, I'm Brad Kramer.